Shocks of Sheba show, hosted by Teresa and Michelle. Any week, Thursdays at noon is sure to move ya.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is November 21st, 2013, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, KBOO.fm on the web. Well, a Brazilian Greenpeace activist has finally left the Russian jail, the first of 30 people arrested back in September as Russian forces boarded the Rainbow Warrior and took captive 30 people. They're known as the Arctic 30. More are expected to be freed on bail over the next few hours. So some people also have decided to take matters into their own hands with regard to the invasion of their internet privacy. And they're building their own net from scratch, mesh net, up in Seattle. More on that in a minute. And thanks to increased consumer awareness and resistance against GMOs, genetically modified organisms, the biotech and junk food lobbies have been forced to spend an astronomical sum of money per capita in Washington state to defeat the measure demanding that genetically modified foods be labeled. We started our own small-scale, moderate, do-what-you-can grassroots campaign to encourage people to call up the representatives of European countries which do not look favorably upon genetically modified food, and suggested that they take a look at agricultural products coming out of the Pacific Northwest and ask some hard questions, because apparently our own government's not interested in knowing what's in there. Weather for today: sunny skies, highs near 44, northeast winds 10 miles per hour, and tonight again clear skies, lows around 26. That's right, 26, not 36, 26. Northeast winds 8 to 11, could gust up to 18 miles per hour out the gorge, more like the low 20 to 25 miles per hour for Sunday. Again, sunny skies, highs near 48, and breezy Friday night, tomorrow night. Mostly clear, lows around 27. Oh, good, it's warming up. And 9 to 13, gusting up to 21. For your alternative outlook, the moon is 18 days old. It's a flower moon in Gemini, waxing gibbous moon, synodic outlook. They say root vegetables are good, berries, bulbs, onions, pretty much anything. Although here in the Pacific Northwest, only the very hardy get out there and winter garden. The biodynamic forecast moon in Gemini, it's an air sign, so go for flowering plants if you are so inclined. It's sidereal sprouting is what is highly recommended right now. The sidereal forecast moon in Gemini, they say, barren and dry, good for promoting flower growth. And there you have it, your alternative and conventional forecasts. We have news from around Cascadia. We also have guests joining us today. We're going to be speaking a little later on in the program with Gary Ruskin on NSAs spying on in particular nonprofit organizations. Nonprofits, of course, being sending ducks in a sense. The very notion of not for profit. In other words, no matter how much money they rake in, the philosophy is not for profit, which makes that's an anathema to the corporate interests who are behind in the NSA spying. If you think it's the government spying on you, think again. Everything about the program is being pushed by corporate interest. There is virtually no aspect of our lives now that haven't been privatized. Take a good look at this healthcare fiasco. Another instance of the private sector assuming in its arrogance that it's going to do a better job than the government does, when we have right before our eyes the examples of Medicare and Medicaid staring Obama in the face and saying, you had it right there in your hand. The other questions that we should be asking right now are, why Obama doesn't have to get elected again? So he's not courting the moneyed classes any more than he does on a normal day, I suppose. But he is not looking towards an expensive campaign. So why does he need to curry favor with the insurance industry? He could just as well have been honest with the American people and come right out and said the boondoggle is caused because of the amazingly complicated insurance industry. Everybody knows that's the reason for this, and no one's saying it. It's indeed the elephant in the room, as perhaps contrasted with the donkey in the room. These are questions that we should be asking and have so far not done so. There are repeated claims. Let's go right into the genetically modified food issue that's playing out here in across Cascadia, because in Washington, the same full court press is going to be applied when we take a look, voters take a look at genetically modified foods. Repeated recent claims of a consensus affirming the safety of GMOs has been shown to be extraordinarily mendacious, misleading, and may place human environmental health at undue risk. And of course, along with that, creates an air of false complacency. The chairperson, this from the chairperson of the European Network of Scientists for Social and Environmental Responsibility. There are presently over 90 signatories to a statement that was released, a couple of months ago, I believe, of scientists and academics who are seriously concerned about the effects of GMOs, long-term effects. And worried that there's a deliberate and coordinated attempt being made to preclude further research and discussion of the safety of GMOs. The statement draws attention to the diversity of opinion over these things within the scientific community. There are contradictory and inconclusive findings, they do say, but they include toxic effects on lab animals that are caused by GM foods, increased pesticide use from GM crop cultivation, and the unexpected impact of VT insecticidal crops on beneficial and non-target organisms. VT, of course, was touted as this terrific biological solution to some of the problems that farmers face regarding pests. And it turns out, like so many of these things, you release in the environment without really knowing what you're doing or appreciating the complexity of these interconnected systems. And that, and it comes as no great surprise that there are going to be problems. And moving from there, interestingly enough, there is a connections between everything, between genetically modified organisms and the defeat, with the enormous help of ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council, in defeating the measure up in Washington. Again, this is a corporate insertion into the public safety, public understanding. We're going to be speaking now with Gary Ruskin regarding, you have to ask yourself, if the private sector is intruding on what should be actually government, the functioning of the government and its overseeing of personal people's health, then where else is the private sector involving itself where it shouldn't be? Well, let's take a look at the NSA spying on NGOs. Think about it. Think about the NGOs that you are familiar with and perhaps even work for. Good morning, Gary. Thanks for being with us today.
Hey, thanks for having me on the show.
Well, we are, it just seems to get, with every passing week, more convoluted. I want to just turn this over to you. My guest is the director of the Center for Corporate Policy, wrote a just-released report, Spooky Business, Corporate Espionage Against Nonprofit Organizations. We are, well, I have very bad news for you. We are completely out of time here. We have to probably let this go for today. I'm with my apologies and invite you back tomorrow, and we'll spend a full 15 minutes talking about this. It deserves more time than we have right now. With my apologies.
No worries.
Thank you. This has been Air Cascadia for Thursday, November 21st, 2013. Roch Bergeron engineered the show today. Thanks so much for that. Well, Kathleen Stevenson's the KBOOAM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
This is Law and Disorder.
Today on Law and Disorder, we're going to talk about the digitally efficient investigative state.
This is a nightmare from which we're still trying to awake, and your local police station is painting it in Technicolor.
As we approach the 50th anniversary of the assassination of John F. Kennedy, we listen to an encore interview with author James R. Douglas.
The book he wrote, JFK and the Unspeakable, Why He Died and Why It Matters. Was Kennedy killed because he was turning toward peace? Listen to this important interview.
Stay with us.
I'm New York City attorney and author Michael Smith.
I'm Heidi Boghossian, executive director of the National Lawyers Guild.
And I'm Michael Ratner, president emeritus of the Center for Constitutional Rights.
The issue of NSA surveillance has been in the news for the past several months, but little focus has been paid to local surveillance. Over the past two decades, police departments have greatly increased the use of surveillance technologies, from license plate readers to surveillance cameras, speed cameras, and biometric technology. Here to discuss the implications of such widespread surveillance is Assistant Professor of Law Stephen Rushen from the University of Illinois College of Law. He recently published a law review article titled The Legislative Response to Mass Police Surveillance. Welcome, Stephen, to Law and Disorder.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, we're delighted to have you joining us because we've talked a lot on Law and Disorder about surveillance in general, especially with the NSA, but we haven't focused as much on local law enforcement. And we know that you've done a lot of research and writing in this field. We love your term, the digitally efficient investigative state. Can you talk a bit about that, what it means?
Yeah, sure. I'm happy to. So I use the term as sort of a legal term of art. It might not initially sound